So wouldn't it be more, guys, that it's not about stopping a behavior and keeping it stopped? It's about developing a relationship with a living God that is going to give us the positive
That's
stuff.
Right.
And a lot of times God speaks to us through our friends, our Christian friends, our recovery friends, his word, going to church. Mm-hmm. And I need to be around that. And if I'm at home watching hockey games every night, okay, that's a bad example.
That's a bad example.
But
because that's what you do.
Yeah. Did that, when he said social dud, did that ring any bells for you? Or that,
yeah,
was that shaming?
You're the poster child for social dud.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I think there's also the need to try to find joy in the mundane.
Good save there.
Well, I'm just, I hear the boredom thing a lot. I'm so bored. Mm. And you go, well, that's why you got high, because you got tired of being
that's
bored.
Right.
Do you find Christianity boring?
Not at all.
I don't.
Oh, not in the least.
I mean, I
not
thought it least. Would be, didn't you? I mean, I thought it would be kind of boring.
Well, yeah, I think that's the thought the enemy would like to have,
you know,
in your head.
Sitting around at a coffee shop talking about God all day, and it's like working with guys, going to church. We're talking about reading books on the Bible, but learning more about God to me is the most exciting thing there is.
You thought it was just going to be putt-putt and then going out for pie and coffee.
Yeah, I like putt-putt, though.
Yeah. Are you good at it? I can't imagine
you'd
be good.
No, I can't putt. You know that.
No, right.
You had to bring that up. You
know, man versus windmill.
Do you remember that thing they used to fog the mosquitoes?
Oh, yeah.
That's had to be good for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It might explain a lot of my conditions. Yeah.
Now we're a little off track.
Really insightful and realistic. I like how you share your walk and your work and what God's doing in your life and your shortcomings and what you're doing to overcome those. Because, gosh, we don't talk about that a lot, Bill. It's not safe to do that.
No. And again, I don't want to bring this point up again because I just made it a minute ago, but the joy in the mundane is a way that we have to take responsibility for saying a lot of the days that we get up and go through every day feel the same, look the same, and you have to look for ways to find that connection. Maybe it's going to a meeting, maybe it's meeting with a sponsor, and in that you find joy that you didn't expect, mm-hmm. perhaps, mm-hmm. or you do something that brings joy. It could be very simple, as much as easy as going for a walk or watching the sunset. I don't want to get too drippy here, but I mean,
do we have any background music over there, Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a C chord going there, at least. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
I do. And I think that's great. It's a gift of God. I think a lot of it's recognizing what you call mundane as real miracles.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.